Welcome back to Search the Scriptures. This is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ right here in Omaha, Nebraska. Great to be back with our listeners again today. Great to have the opportunity to study God's Word together again and learn a little bit more and grow in our faith. Be stronger in our faith, because faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. We encourage you to come and check us out in person at the Sunny Slope Church of Christ, right here in Omaha. We're located at 3606 North 108th Street. 3606 North 108th Street, right here in Omaha. Many of our radio listeners have done that in the past, and many have stayed with us, grown spiritually with us, worshiped God, and studied His Word on a continuing basis with us. We encourage you to come, get to know us, let us get to know you. We also encourage you to tell everybody you can about the program, Search the Scriptures. Now, we're on several times a day, 5 days a week, but we know that sometimes people cannot tune in at the prescribed times, and so they miss the program. Well, there is a solution. Tell them to go to our website, and you do this as well, churchofchrist.com, churchofchrist.com, and click on the podcast button and sign up for our podcasting. It's free. It always will be free. We're not after people's wallets. We want to help people get to heaven. And when somebody signs up for our podcasting, they will automatically receive to their smartphone or computer or whatever smart device they choose, they will receive this radio program every single day, 5 days a week. It'll be automatic, and then they can listen to it at their convenience as they have opportunity. But they will also receive a great deal more Bible teaching material every single day. And again, it will always be free. So tell everybody you can. Churchofchrist.com. We're going to finish our particular line of study today. Now, we are in a general theme, kind of an umbrella theme, talking about heart troubles. And as I've emphasized, we're not talking about that organ within our chest that pumps blood through our circulatory system all day long, every day, as long as we live on this earth. We're talking about problems of the heart from a spiritual perspective. And we've talked about laziness. A lot of people might not, you know, they might have been surprised to hear that that is a heart problem, but it is. But we've also talked about anger and hatred and gossip and worry. Yeah, and we've talked about a number of different heart problems from a spiritual perspective. And this one we're concluding today is arrogant pride, ungodly pride. Now, we talked about, as we introduced the material, that there are actually two kinds of pride. One is godly pride, and we can kind of describe that as somebody who takes pride in the way not to bring glory to themselves, but to bring glory to them, to God. They take pride in the way they conduct themselves, the way they speak. They work for a living, and they try to do a good, productive, responsible job when they are working for a living. They try to take pride in their appearance, the way they conduct themselves, the way they present themselves. And all of that is to simply live an honorable life and before God and to give glory to God by so doing. Now, the other kind of pride is ungodly pride. And as we've noted, it is described as arrogance, haughtiness, conceit. We could think of it as self-centeredness and certainly just the idea of self-pride. But We think about it in the way that somebody's always bragging on themselves, always calling attention to themselves. Let me tell you what I did. Let me tell you somebody. They saw me they thought I looked so good. Yeah, and always trying to build themselves up in the eyes of others, and that's a technical term, is self-aggrandizement. Another term, simply put, is self-glorification. They're always glorifying themselves. And some of those folks, they are so caught up in their ungodly pride of themselves that they think they're truly humble, and they'll brag about how humble they are. And that's just another exercise in self-glorification. So we've looked at, and again, a number of these synonyms to ungodly pride: arrogance, haughtiness, conceit. We could also add self-centeredness to that. And we see the scriptures continually condemn those particular mindsets, that those particular practices, continually condemn arrogance and ungodly pride. We noted how the wise man wrote in Proverbs chapter 6 that there are seven things that God hates, and then it adds the word seven things that are an abomination to God. Now, anything that is an abomination to God, we want to stay away from. We don't want to live in such a way that God sees our practices as being an abomination. But in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 17, the wise men list seven such things. And at the head of the list is a proud look, ungodly pride. We need to stay away from that. Okay, so we've looked at, I don't know how many verses of Scripture, numerous verses of Scripture that condemn ungodly pride. Now, here's the question as we close this study. How can we overcome ungodly pride? How can we overcome arrogant pride? How can we overcome arrogance and self-conceit? Self-centeredness. God does not leave us defenseless against this powerful temptation from our adversary, the devil, 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. Now remember that the Apostle John wrote in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, that we are to abstain from, in our mind, in our heart, having our main focus in life as being of this world. He says this world is passing away. And he says if this is the real focus of our love, this world in our life, he said then we're not loving God. Not as God wants us to love him. And then John went on in verse 16 to list three main avenues of temptation the devil uses to lead a person into sin and thereby away from God and eternal condemnation in hell. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Ungodly pride. Now, the devil's skillful. He knows how to work on us. And if there's an individual who is susceptible to ungodly pride, the devil will open the doors wide for that person to just take part in it on an ongoing basis, bragging about themselves, talking about themselves, seeking glory for themselves, giving themselves glory. And that's all sin. God always makes a way of escape from temptation for those who will faithfully seek that way of escape. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13 tells us that there is no temptation that has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. So God says, I'll be there with you. I've got your back as long as you're walking with me. I'll never let the devil throw anything at you that is absolutely overwhelming and in response to which you cannot say no. I'll always help you. I'll make the way for you to say no. So someone may think, well, you know, they don't want to give up their pride, their arrogance. Well, if you can convince them you have to do this if you want to be faithful to God, then they might say, I don't know if I can. I don't know how. God says, I'll be there with you. I'll help you. I'll make the way. rest assured, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations, Peter wrote in 2 Peter 2 and verse 9. With this assurance in mind, what measures can we take to resist and overcome ungodly pride? So God's saying, I got your back. I'll be there with you. I'll never let the devil, as long as you're walking with me faithfully and obediently, consistently, I'll never let the devil throw anything at you that you cannot say no to with my help and strength. I know how to deliver a person who's living a godly life out of temptation. God tells us that. Two different verses of Scripture. So, how can we overcome ungodly pride? Since pride is an indication of heart trouble, that's our main theme in this particular extended study, problems of the heart from a spiritual perspective, we need, with God's help and guidance, to condition our hearts against ungodly, arrogant, self-glorifying pride. In that great treatise on love, Paul states this, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Love is not puffed up. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 4. This is, from the Greek, agape love. It's a love by determination and will, and not one driven primarily by emotion. There's no room for arrogant pride in a heart that is conditioned with such love as Paul describes here. This kind of love does not envy. It does not parade itself. Look at me. It's not puffed up, bragging about itself. This kind of love pushes ungodly pride out of the picture. Since pride feeds on an inner focus, we need to stop thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. We all have feet of clay. We all have weaknesses, foibles. We have to be careful to not get caught up in all of the press clippings of our own mind. We need to try to recognize when the devil's trying to put thoughts of ungodly pride into our head and push those out. Paul admonishes each Christian not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. Romans 12 and verse 3. It's significant that Paul gives this instruction at the beginning of a section dealing with unity in the church. In his letter to the Galatians, he warns, if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Galatians 6 and verse 3. Who are we, what are we, without God? Answer that question. Make the personal application. Who are you, really, what are you, without God and His blessings? Now remember, before you start bragging about all that you've done and accomplished, remember what James wrote in James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. Your abilities, your capabilities, blessings from God. Use them to His glory, not to self-glorification. We need to get real. We need to continually remind ourselves that God blesses us in many good ways, and we should use those blessings to His glory. And we also need to come to the realization that we are nothing without God. This world is not where it's at for us. Our overriding goal, that which drives us continually forward, should be our eternal home in heaven. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 and 2. Our main goal in life should be getting to heaven, not building ourselves up in the eyes of others. If we limit our focus to boasting and glorifying ourselves, then we're missing the boat. But if we limit our focus on boasting and bringing glory to the cross of Christ, we will not leave opportunity for arrogant pride to well up within us. The Apostle Paul wrote in Galatians 6 and verse 14, "But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Again, Galatians 6 and verse 14. Paul was a divinely appointed apostle of Jesus Christ. He was a mighty gospel preacher. He helped establish many congregations. He wrote inspired letters, that is, God's very word, to a number of people and congregations of the Lord's church. But he said, God forbid that I should boast in myself, but that he should guide me to boast only in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we do things that are good in the eyes of others, when we accomplish things that are admirable, people are going to pat us on the back. People are going to compliment us. They're going to praise us. They may thank us. And we can understand, we can take that in a positive way as an encouragement. But we need to always have that deep mindset in our heart. God gets the glory. God gets the glory. Whenever we start to feel ourselves swelling up with pride, as though we're so great, we would do well to remember that we truly are debtors. We have no inherent ability in and of ourselves alone to even ensure our next breath of air. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God." 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 5. A lot of people have been brought to their knees. A lot of people who are living in arrogance, self-pride, self-centeredness, have been brought to their knees suddenly by some catastrophic event, maybe diagnosis of a dreaded illness, maybe an incredible accident producing severe injury, maybe the loss of a job, maybe the loss of a loved one, and they've come face to face with their arrogant lifestyle, and they repented. And they sought forgiveness from God through Jesus Christ as they were baptized for the remission of their sins. Is that what you need to do today? On our own, without God and His continued blessings, we are nothing. 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 7. Truly, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And we need to live with such purpose as to assure that His grace toward us, His blessings that He bestows upon us, was not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 10. We need to develop the mindset, the commitment, and the focused direction of the Apostle Paul when he said, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Galatians 2 and verse 20. What a humble, humble statement of self-description. I've been crucified with Christ. My life is his life now. It's not mine any longer, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I live now, I live by faith in him. Because he loved me. And he died for me. Paul was still alive physically, but his life was focused on serving and living for his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He had surrendered his will to Christ's will. In a real sense, he had turned his life over to his Lord. With such a determined focus on the Savior and away from ourselves, it will be difficult for ungodly pride to gain a foothold within our hearts. Focus is key. A little play on words I want to leave you with. Remember that I, that letter I, is the middle letter in both the word pride and the word sin. Can we help you grow stronger in your faith? You can contact us through our website at churchofchrist.com. Churchofchrist.com. You can click on the email link and we can have conversation back and forth by email. Or you can call us in person at 402-498-8397. 402-498-8397. And you can check us out in person at the Sunny Slope Church of Christ, 3606 North 108th Street, 3606 North 108th Street, right here in Omaha. Bible classes Sunday morning at 9:30, again, worship at 10:30. Sunday evening, 6 o'clock. Wednesday evening, midweek Bible classes, 6:30. We'd love to help you. We'd love to send you a free Bible study or sit down with you in person and study together. We'd like to help you put ungodly pride out of your life and live to the glory of God through Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, help us to walk the walk through life that you want us to walk, to live to your glory and not to self-glorification. Help us, give us your wisdom, Father, please, and your guidance. And help us to be an example to all the people around us of one who has put you and your Son first in our lives, and that we live to your glory. Please, Father, we pray. Please forgive us. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.